Welcome to another episode of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. I'm Chris Kelly. I'm square. There's BB Shea. He's round. You just said something to me that just knocked me off my feet.
Yeah.
We're doing this thing now where we say, all right, top five this, top five that. Last week we did top five most overrated bands. It got some pushback.
Got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
Very controversial topic.
Well, you said
I did say some controversial things.
You said Stevie Nicks. You said Kurt Cobain. That Kurt Cobain take, I'll never repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to go back and take a listen to that? Take a look at that? That's fine. But you just said that we're contemplating doing one in a future episode of top five conspiracy theories you believe could be true.
Yes.
And I never really believe conspiracy theories. And I would have to really study that because, I mean, I know I've heard some flat earth or, didn't land on the moon, of course. I've almost never put any stock into them at all.
Yeah.
Which
is probably a good thing if you think about it.
Yeah, I don't think about them really. But you just hit me with one. Well, say it.
Yeah.
This is one I've never heard it before.
Yeah. It's been kind of formulating a little bit online. There's a group of people, and I agree. I don't think Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game.
Why do you not think that?
Because there's no proof.
Well, there's no video, right?
But there were photographers at the game.
Yeah.
There were photographers noted at the game. There was never an eyewitness testimony to this. When's the last time you ever heard of anybody, oh, yeah, I was there when Wilt Chamberlain scored that 100 points?
Well, nobody, but it's been, what year was it? So long
60,
ago.
60, like three or something
right,
like that.
Yeah. There's one picture of him holding up a little like poster board. A
little piece of paper.
That says the word 100 on
that's
it.
That's it.
I know that's it.
That's it.
But, of course, you hear it and hear it and hear it, and you think it's true. Well, I have no proof of it at all.
Exactly.
But isn't there an official like record of the score?
You know, just the fact that there's no footage of the game.
Well, but the games were not all on television back then.
Well, even so. The fact that, like, but there are footage of games from back then.
There is footage of.
And, you know, when you have a player as high profile as Wilt Chamberlain was at the time, don't you think there'd be at least somebody there doing some video? I mean, it was a professional basketball game.
Weren't there, surely there were newspaper articles the next day with a ton of articles about how he scored 100 points.
Were there? Have you ever read one?
No, I've never seen that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, there's no actual, like, proof that he actually did that.
Well, how could that be made up? And wouldn't somebody say, hey, I was at that game. He didn't score 100 points.
I mean, why make anything up?
Well, but you have to have who would have started that? You know, the official scorer? I mean, surely he has 100 points down on a piece of paper somewhere.
I guess so. But I mean, because back in the day, you could have easily doctored that information.
Oh, you can definitely do
that. Yeah, you could have easily doctored it. Nobody would have thought. I mean, that's the thing about back then. You could kill somebody and then just not be there at the scene of the crime and get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Easier to get away with a crime in the 60s or whenever.
Yeah.
Now, my wife's very into true crime.
Yeah.
You know that. She was into, we've seen documentaries on Ted Bundy. You know Ted Bundy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He killed people West Coast, Florida. He was all over the place. He was really good looking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He would pretend to put a cast on. They based Buffalo Bill a little bit in Silence of the Lambs on him because he'd wear a cast and be moving a heavy object and somebody would feel sorry for him and get in his car.
Okay.
So I guess this was probably the early 70s maybe. He was at a lake, beautiful day, and he basically went by this group of girls and said, hey, I'm. Would you help me do such and such? And one of them said, okay, I'll do it, and left. And later, nobody had any memory of him being there except the other girls who were like, well, he was really good looking.
Yeah.
Nobody remembered him being there. There's no photographs of him. Now, today, everything would be on video. You'd see him walking up.
Yep.
Is that a good thing? I think it's a good thing for crime, of course.
I think so.
But yet, I do hear that by the year 2050, every single moment of your day will be on video. If you're not in your house, you're going to be on video.
Yeah, it's basically you're just going to have a lack of privacy at that point.
Is it worth it? To me, yes, because I don't care about privacy.
I'd like to have a little bit of privacy.
I don't care about privacy. Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that I'm on camera when I go to the grocery store or the bank.
Stuff
or
like
wherever.
That, I don't mind. Because I don't go out with any ill intent to do anything bad or illegal to anybody.
I think if I'm ever caught on video doing anything, it's going to help me. Because I don't
True,
believe.
Exactly.
I don't That's think I'm
be
ever.
Your alibi at the end of the day.
I think so. But.
Have you ever been worried about like being false? Like you know, you watch movies.
Mm.
For example, we were just chatting about this movie, Anatomy of a Fall.
Mm.
Like, do you ever worry about like potentially getting accused of something and like having to, you know,
retrace your steps.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to a little bit. I knew someone once who would keep all receipts from like fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Because that is a timestamp of where
sure.
they
were. Yeah.
You know,
that's
then you could say, nope, I wasn't. Remember the, I used to worry about that less now because I do think you're pretty much documented. Remember the Duke Lacrosse case?
Yes.
You know that case?
Yes. I remember when that was happening.
Great 30 for 30 on that about how this woman accused several Duke Lacrosse players of sexual assault. And they were able to, well, first of all, they had a crooked district attorney prosecuting them who wanted the vote of the people who were for this woman. And, you know, it was like Duke students who were elite versus the small town, the town of Durham, like the inner city. But they proved their innocence because a couple of them, I believe, had stopped at an ATM. But if they hadn't done that, because they had the time stamp when they were there, if they hadn't done that, they could have been thrown in jail. I have worried about that. I know that happens. You know it does.
Exactly, because I was watching this documentary on Netflix called American Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie Gone Girl?
I sure have, yeah.
Okay, so the movie Gone Girl came out, and then like a year or two later, this story happened that was exactly like Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
This woman went missing, and the husband goes into the police office, and the only thing he's worried about is trying to find his wife.
Right.
The last thing he thinks is people are going to think that he's guilty.
Yeah.
And then eventually the cop starts going, you know what? I think you did this.
Yes.
And then he goes, oh my gosh, like I didn't even think about the possibility that they would think it was me.
When you're innocent, I don't believe you do think of that possibility.
No, and that's the thing. So he lawyered up real quick, which was a smart move.
You have to.
But I think about how if I was in that situation, I would not think to lawyer up. Like that would just be like
almost no one does.
Clearly, I didn't do it.
Almost
you know?
No one does.
Yeah,
but I think that you should. I guess as soon as you're accused, you do have to get a lawyer.
I think as soon as you get police talking to you.
So you're saying if my wife went missing today, if I went home and she wasn't there, and after a couple hours I couldn't find her, and maybe I don't know, I see something a little bit strange, and that's Gone Girl. I read the book and saw the movie and really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But if I see something, you think I should call the police and then my lawyer?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Yes. I think that makes you look guilty.
It does.
But if they don't find her within 48 hours, everybody is going to assume that you had something
they
to do with it.
They always do.
And I think the best thing that you could do for yourself in that situation is call a lawyer and be like, hey, just want to let you know this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to tell the truth.
Right. Well, but, no, you know what they'd say is don't say a word.
Yeah,
they'd say, be quiet until I get there.
Exactly.
And don't answer any questions.
And I think that makes you look guilty, but at the end of the day, it's going to save you at the end of the day.
I think you're probably right. I mean, if you're innocent of it.
Yeah.
But I think innocent people just, you know, go and say, oh, there's no way they can get me, but it looks like, especially if somebody coordinates it to look
especially
like
it. Especially if it's a woman who goes missing and she's married, the first thing people are going to assume is that it's the husband.
Yes.
Which is odd.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they
expect. But, you know, my wife watches true crime all the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's the husband. It is the husband. So they immediately think it's you.
Yeah.
I know we've talked a little bit about this case of the Kansas City Chiefs fans
who
froze to death. What a weird story that is.
What a weird story, man.
If you don't know this, there were like four or five guys together watching a football game a month ago, last regular season game, Chiefs fans in Missouri, and apparently they'd get together, they'd drink, they'd do some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them wound up dead in the guy's backyard, so they say frozen to death.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing that this guy who hosted the party probably doesn't have that much to worry about. They don't think there's a crime that's been committed there. He left them in the backyard for a couple of days, even while people texted and called and said, hey, where are my friends? Where are my my husband, my boyfriend, whatever? And he didn't answer the door either. He said, well, I'm a heavy sleeper. You know, he didn't go to the door, nothing. I think he knew they were dead and got rid of drugs that they did. But nobody thinks the police said this is not a murder. This is guys who I think they're going to wind up overdosing on drugs.
Yeah.
They say that there's some certain drug. I don't know which one it is.
Fentanyl.
Well, I know fentanyl, ketamine that will cause you to like jump into snow. You know, you have, and like they felt for some reason that they were burnt. Oh, it
like
causes
burnt
you to
really
feel
hot.
Like you're burning up and you'll jump into snow.
Yeah.
I don't think it was fentanyl. Of course, fentanyl is so deadly.
Of course.
It could easily be that.
Yeah.
And I think he got rid of the stuff, pretended he didn't know they were out there, but I don't know that it had anything to do with the murder. What a weird, or I don't think it was a murder.
You know, so the toxicology report has not come back.
That's the key.
Yet.
Yeah.
And then I heard that there was another potential person who had left.
Who was there.
You know
but
what
he
I'm
left
saying?
Early. He said, look, I left an hour earlier. The game ended, I left, they stayed on.
And then there's speculation that he was involved somehow.
Yeah. It is the strangest case. But the guy who, you know, stayed behind, or owned the house, and all the relatives said, hey, where are my friends? Where are my relatives? Who didn't answer the questions. Yeah. He got a lawyer immediately, and he should have. I mean, that's you. Yes. As soon as they start talking to you, you're right. You have
and
to
I
get
know
a lawyer.
That that's the last thing you would think to do, right. But I think it's the first right move.
It is. Well, that has been drilled into my head based on true crime shows and movies and stuff like that. Yeah. This movie we watched, nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Anatomy of
but
a Fall.
But if you get a chance, please watch it. It's amazing.
It's not even on Amazon Prime. I had to rent it for $4.99. Yeah. My wife and I watched it. It's one of the best movies I've seen in, I mean, it may be on my top 20 list all time. That's how good I thought it was. French. Yeah. French movie. Who'd have thought I'd watch a French movie?
No figure, right?
I mean, half of it's in English, half of it's in French. I had to turn on the subtitles. It's what a great concept. Woman is at home with her husband. He falls out of a third-story window. He's doing some work in the attic. Falls, dies.
Yeah.
Did he fall or did he not? Yeah. Nobody's home to say. And now the question is, did she? Basically, he either jumped and committed suicide, or she pushed him. They were in a fight and she hit him over the head with something.
Yeah.
And you don't know. I think in that case, I would have to vote innocent if I were on the jury, because how can you know? How can you know?
Yeah.
It's all about expert testimony.
Exactly. Yeah.
But a phenomenal performance.
Great acting.
Yes.
You know, because when I went into it, I didn't know anything about it. So like when it started getting into like the whole court aspect of it, I'm like, oh, I dig this.
I love courtroom dramas.
This is
dramas.
Cool.
I think courtroom dramas are some of the best movies and the best TV shows. I love Law and Order.
Yeah.
How many years did I watch Law & Order? 20 seasons of Law & Order. I just did. I love it.
So Anatomy of a Fall is nominated for Best Picture for this year.
Yeah.
And you're trying to watch them all.
I'm trying to watch them all. I've seen three of them.
And maybe we should save this for another podcast.
Yes, we should.
But I was going to say, what is your favorite Oscar-winning movie for Best Picture?
Well, I know what yours has to be.
What?
Titanic. You said it was the best movie ever made, and it won the best picture.
True. Yeah. But, you know, I think I could say that the best movie ever made, but not be my favorite movie.
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite, I love Titanic. I mean, we'd have to save it for another. I have to go over.
Yeah.
You know what they say is the weakest movie to ever win. You ever seen Terms of Endearment?
No, never saw that.
I think it's great, but they say it's the weakest movie to ever win best picture. And Chicago. Did you ever see Chicago?
No, I didn't. A lot of people say Crash was the same way.
I loved Crash.
A lot of people say Crash was completely overrated.
Did you see it?
No, I never saw it.
I thought it was tremendous.
Never saw it.
I loved Crash, but I also like Terms of Endearment. Yeah. I like Chicago. I guess I'm just simpleton.
Yeah.
When they tell me it's good, I just think it's good.
You try to believe it, yeah.
Most of the Academy Award movies, I do. Every year I say movies are getting worse, they're terrible. And then I see the Academy Award nominees, and I think they're really good. All the ones I've seen this year have been really good.
I want to rant about this for a second.
Yes.
There's been a lot of pushback that the fact that Barbie got nominated for Best Picture.
And do you agree or disagree?
No, disagree. Yeah. It's wrong. Should not have been nominated for Best Picture. Yeah. I'm not mad at him, but whatever. That's fine. There's a lot of pushback about Margot Robbie not getting nominated for Best Actress and Greta Gerwig not getting nominated for Best Director.
I believe Ryan Gosling was upset by this.
Correct.
Right?
Which I understand. He has to play the game.
Right. Yeah.
He still has women to impress.
Yeah.
And so Margot Robbie, look, Barbie was fun. Mm-hmm. Barbie was a. Have you haven't seen it?
I have
yet.
Not seen it all yet, right. But I will.
Yeah, Barbie was fun. Barbie was a fine movie. Mm-hmm. Barbie did its job. It was a summer blockbuster. People talked about it. It made a lot of money at the box office. That does not necessarily translate to an Oscar nomination.
Of course.
If you have any recollection of Oscar in the previous years, box office numbers do not matter. In fact, it would typically lean towards the opposite.
Agreed.
Movies that don't make a lot of money at the box office are the ones that get nominated for Best Picture.
Well, I think they expanded. You know, they used to only nominate 5 movies. They expanded to 10 so they could put some blockbusters in to get eyeballs on the show.
And the first time I really remember that happening was for Black Panther, which was a mistake. Should not have been nominated
for
Best Picture.
Really? I didn't see it. You didn't like it?
I liked it. It was a fine movie. It's not an Oscar movie.
Yeah.
There's a difference here.
I agree.
It's not dramatic enough.
Mm-hmm. But then wouldn't some people say, well, why isn't it an Oscar movie? It's a great movie and people love it. Shouldn't that be what we give the awards to?
But Barbie's not a great movie.
Right. Okay.
There's certain criteria, and it's hard to explain.
Well, it's subjective.
Exactly. You're 100% right. Yeah. But if you go by the history of the Oscars, Barbie should not have won.
Well, I agree,
Or should not have been nominated. And Margot Robbie's performance in Barbie wasn't amazing.
It was not.
It was not worthy of
a nomination. You didn't walk out thinking, wow. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, 100%.
Right.
He absolutely deserved that nomination.
That's probably what should have gone. You know, there's some certain Oscars. Whoopi Goldberg won for Ghost.
Yeah.
And I look at it and go, why? I mean, to me, that's a movie. If it got no, I would never expect it to get nominated.
True.
Anything.
Yeah.
You know? What, you ever see My Cousin Vinny?
No, but I know Marissa Tomei.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, it's just like, that's a good movie. It's funny. Both of those are good movies, I think. But for them to be even nominated for Best Actress, yeah, or Best, it's like, what are you saying?
And I know crazy. People are going to hate on me and think that I'm like, I don't like women actors or actresses, which is not the case. But Margot Robbie did not deserve an Oscar for that, Oscar nomination for that role.
Well, I don't think that. I mean, you know, there are several women that have been nominated that you think did deserve it.
Yeah, like the lady from Anatomy of a Fall, who was fantastic.
That is probably, she gave one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. That movie, Anatomy of the Fall, and nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, French people, I guess, will see
it. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that movie, you just forget there's even acting going on. It's like you're in the middle of somebody's living room or courtroom watching this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And there's a child in it who plays an 11-year-old child with a visual impairment, and it's one of the best performances by a kid I've ever seen.
The fact that he didn't get nominated was a travesty. That kid
incredible.
Should have been nominated.
Incredible the work he did on that. Yeah. It's a great movie, Anatomy of a Fall. I'm going to see them all. We'll do it. Listen, in March, we'll have a complete Oscars.
We'll give our definitive ranking of the best picture nominations.
Oscars podcast for
sure. And we'll give our predictions for who we think will win.
Now, your thoughts. We have a Super Bowl matchup.
Yes,
coming up.
It is set in stone.
It is set in stone. Yeah. I hate the matchup. I don't like either team. Yeah. I was cheering for the exact opposite to happen. I wanted Ravens-Lions. The Lions, in my opinion, blew that game.
Yep.
I think they made some really suspect coaching moves by going for it on fourth down a couple of times. They started to, you know what we call that, turtling. When you get a big lead, I've heard that before. It was a hockey term years ago that I heard. You start to just play not to lose instead of to win. And they started dropping passes. And it was like, what's happening here? It all came crashing down around them, you know?
Yes. But you know what's interesting? That happened in the 49ers-Lions game. The exact opposite happened in the Chiefs-Ravens game. I feel like the Chiefs tried their best to make that game close.
I don't know how it stayed close, because the Ravens played maybe one of the worst playoff games I've ever seen any team play.
Yes.
They were awful. They only lost 17-10. I never had a doubt to Kansas City.
No.
Once it got to like halftime, it's like, oh, Kansas City's winning this.
When Zay Flowers almost scored that touchdown, I'm like, okay, we have a game. But
of
then
course.
He fumbled it. And I'm like, that's it. That was their shot.
As soon as
right
that happened,
there.
It's like, that's ball game.
Yes.
And by the way, Zay Flowers, could there have been a worse 2 minutes?
Bro, God, dude.
He catches a long pass. He gets a taunting penalty that knocks him back 15 yards. Then he makes up for himself by catching a pass and leaping to the end zone for the touchdown, fumbles.
Yeah.
Kansas City basically seals the win there. Then he goes over to the sideline, beats the bench, and cuts his hand. You know what? Cut him.
Yeah.
You're cut. You're off the team. You're
really?
Fired.
Really? Oh, okay.
You're
that's a little
fired.
Much. It's a little much.
Wouldn't it be nice to see somebody say, you know what? You don't act like that for my team.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I would love then. I'm a Broncos fan. They'd pick him right up because he's a good player. I mean, he scored a touchdown. Should have scored another in that game. He's a great young receiver, but my God, that was a bad 5 minutes.
And the Chiefs, you know, bro, they had that lead. And the fact that they were throwing the ball.
Yeah, continue.
Run the ball.
Yeah, I know.
Take time off the clock. It's like they were trying to give Baltimore the ball back.
I know. And now San Francisco is a 1-point favorite in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I just think at this point, you trust Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
You know,
I think that's the right thing to do.
I don't know that he's going to win, but he's going to give you a chance to win.
100%.
Every time. I saw them play the Raiders on Christmas Day, and they looked like dog crap.
They did.
And lost to the Raiders at home, and you're like, oh, they're going nowhere. But when they need it, they come around.
But we've seen this story before with Tom Brady.
Yes.
They have like a lackluster regular season.
Yes.
And then a switch flips. And then they turn into a completely different team.
If Mahomes wins this Super Bowl, and let's say one more, four Super Bowls. Now, Brady got 7.
Yeah.
But let's say Mahomes wins 4 and plays in 6 and has this kind of career, just continues on this trajectory for another 10 years. Could you call him the best ever? I think you could.
I don't know. I think
he's more athletic than
Brady. Yeah, and maybe has a better arm.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to especially the greatest quarterback argument, I think that rings is king.
It's
in that
a big
argument.
Deal.
Yeah,
it's a big.
I
deal.
I think there's a little leeway with the argument in other sports, but for football, that's quite a feat.
Yeah,
and then to go and do it with another team. That's yeah. That's a feat. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Because
impressive.
That was, you know, we've had this conversation. That was the knock against Brady. Is it Brady? Is it
Belichick?
It's Brady. He goes for 1 year and wins the championship. Okay, no, it's and yep. It's clearly not Belichick now.
100% right. 100%.
I think he's a great coach, but yep. You know,
yep.
He got lucky.
And Kansas City, God, I hate them. I'm sick of them. You just cannot escape. They're going to be that way for another 10 years. Yeah. Dude. They're that. Good.
I think, or as long as Andy Reid stays around.
Why wouldn't he? Yeah. Great chemistry between him and Mahomes. And of course, Travis Kelce is going to be around for a few more, I guess.
But
years.
There's always older. Great tight end, and I'm not saying that Travis Kelce is replaceable, but you can find somebody who could be just as effective at that position.
And now Taylor Swift will be there.
Exactly.
And, you know, all of this will
happen. Everything came true for the script.
And I bet you the NFL wants that. Now, here's a conspiracy theory. Did you hear that conspiracy about the road in the AFC Championship game? They had a referee who was known to have fewer penalties called, the head ref, on visiting teams. Yeah. So he supported visiting teams. And a lot of people say, oh, okay, they put him in that game because they want Kansas City in the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift and the viewership.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I don't really buy into that. But it's a fact that he usually called fewer penalties on the visiting team. Now, I don't even know what the penalty breakdown here was. I know that Baltimore played like absolute garbage.
They did. No, they did not produce. And any penalties that may have been called, I don't think would have cost them the game.
And I think it's very fair to say Lamar Jackson does not win the big game. He can't.
No.
He cannot. He has done two MVP seasons. I'm sure he's going to win it this year.
Yeah.
He is a bad playoff quarterback. Once he got two playoff wins.
Yeah.
Even that game against Houston last week, they were great in the second half. He was not clicking in the first half.
Yeah.
In this game, from the moment the game started, it was all Kansas
City.
Him
and Josh Allen. They just.
But Allen, at least, I think Allen's better than Lamar Jackson in the playoffs.
You know, I think that Allen has better talent around him. Personally.
Do you than Lamar Jackson? I mean, can you say that? I mean, better receivers? Better defense? Not a better defense. A better line?
No.
I don't know about our better offensive line either.
Yeah,
the
you're
running
right,
backs are about similar.
You're right.
Look, I love Lamar Jackson. I love what he does during the regular season. And I always buy into him. I'm like, okay, he's going to do it. And then he never does. Kind of like Dak Prescott.
Yeah. No,
never wins. You know,
what's his future look like? Is he out of Dallas?
The problem is you have these guys, you pay them a fortune. And then if you cut or if you got rid of somehow Dak Prescott, who's next?
Yeah.
You know, who are you going to get?
Yeah.
You're not drafting
Trey Lance.
Him.
I guess they have him on the bench.
Yeah, but he's on a bench for a reason. He's not as good as Dak Prescott. You know, who are you going to get? This morphs into our top five discussion. I like this.
Yeah.
It's a big, very inside football.
Yes.
But we decided this week to do the best five uniforms in the NFL. And you can throw in a throwback uniform as well, which I like. I like that a lot.
So we're going to do current NFL jerseys.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. Let me say something about one that's not on my list. It may be on yours. I considered the Steelers because I love that. I like that black and gold and yellow. And I like the... Something about just having the logo on one side of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
It's cool.
It's unique.
Yes, it very is.
I tell you what I don't like about the Steelers uniform. Their numbers, years ago, used to be just block letters, you know? And this is very inside uniform football. It was like a block. The 58 would be a block.
Yeah.
Now they're like italicized.
Yeah.
And I hate that font. To me, Pittsburgh is blue collar.
Yeah.
And that font says blue collar. And the italicized font says fancy San Francisco, you know, like a city that's more Los Angeles, more glitz and glamour, Miami.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is not that. They're blue collar, and that number change knocked them off my list.
Yeah.
Who do you have? What are your thoughts on this?
That particular jersey?
Yes.
We'll get to that.
Okay, you have them on your list.
Yes,
okay.
They are on my list.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why they're not on mine. I should have waited.
Okay.
That's why they're not on mine.
Okay.
So what's your number five?
Number five is the Miami Dolphins away jersey, the white with the teal numbers. Mm-hmm. I think something about that teal, the way it pops off that white, is just gorgeous. And the teal, and their home jerseys too, that teal is just a beautiful color. Very pleasing to the eye. Very... geographically appropriate for
perfect
that place.
For Miami.
Yes, for that
perfect
area.
Miami.
Yes.
The problem I have with Miami is they changed their helmet logo a few years ago. They used to have the dolphin jumping through the sun with a helmet on.
Yeah.
There's a trivia question. There used to be, see if you can guess this. There used to be two teams that had helmets on their helmets. Now there's just one. The Dolphins used to have, the little dolphin was wearing a helmet. So we'll give you the Dolphins. You know the other team that has a helmet on their helmet?
The Buccaneers.
The Raiders. That guy.
I was going to say the Raiders. Oh, the Skull and Crossbones had a helmet on.
He has a helmet on. He's wearing a helmet. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
But when they changed their logo on the helmet, I thought they got worse, and therefore, but I do love the combo of the colors. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think that, and it, for Miami, it's perfect. Beautiful colors.
I agree.
Colors.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I'll say the Bears at five. Okay. I like the Bears jerseys. I like that dark blue. I always thought it was black. I love the classic old C on the side of the helmet. Yeah. I think it speaks. I think it represents Chicago at home. Now, their throwback jerseys I loathe. You know, sometimes they'll wear the throwback stuff. I think they're awful. Yeah. But I do like the Chicago Bears home jerseys with the dark up top and white down below. That's my number five. What's your number four?
My number four is the Bumblebee Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
I think that's one of the worst jerseys ever created.
I love it.
I hate that jersey.
I know it's a throwback, and they brought it back for a few years in like the late 2010s.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
The black and gold stripes with the block.
Yeah.
White, and then the
jersey.
Oh, my. I love that jersey so much.
I look at that and think they look like prisoners who were escaped. I do think it's a bumblebee. I think it's an awful, awful choice. I hate that jersey.
They look like rugby shirts, and I love rugby shirts.
I loathe rugby.
They're so great.
I hate that shirt. I hate that jersey. I think it's a laughing stock. It makes it look like something's going wrong on my television.
Oh, no, man.
The first time I saw it, I was like, what is that? But I do like the old 70s Steelers, as I told you with the font.
That bumblebee is just, it's amazing. I love it so much.
That is a terrible, terrible jersey. Number four for me is the Cowboys at home with the white and the silver pants. And I give it to them because the star logo is the most iconic logo in sports other than maybe the Yankees.
I was going to say the NY insignia.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
And don't you hate it? I hate this. Now, and I think it's because of young people, not to impugn young people's work.
Yeah.
But teams to change jerseys all the time, especially college teams. And like young people like that. Iconic
logos. You like simplistic.
Well, I like build a brand. Yeah. Is Cowboys going to change their star?
Yeah.
Are the Yankees going to change their logo? No. Why are they the most iconic logos? Because they've stuck with them for years and years and years and years.
It's like the Pink Floyd prism.
Yes.
It's timeless.
Yes, it's timeless. It's timeless. Those are timeless.
Like, there's an immediate association with that.
They run through them every so often in many different facets, both pro and college sports. Oregon changes their jersey every game. I hate that.
Ooh.
And, like, when teams change their jerseys even every 15 years because they want more jersey sales, get a great logo and stick with it.
Yeah.
Iconic logos, the Yankees and the Cowboys. So I put Cowboys at number four.
Okay, all right.
And their home jersey.
I feel like we're going completely
different directions
opposite.
Because you like
this
new stuff.
I do. And here's a good testament to that. Mm. The Seattle Seahawks alternate jerseys. The green with the blue letters.
Yes.
You know, that really bright fluorescent neon green with the blue letters. Love it.
That is the jersey that I hate most. All-time NFL. That is,
I don't get it, man. It's so cool.
In fact, I loathe that jersey. That green should not even be allowed on a football field. I cannot stand it. And I like, one of my throwback possibilities was when the Seahawks had jerseys like in the 80s, it had a beautiful blue.
So they brought those back this year.
I love those.
Which I really loved
as well. Yeah, I saw those.
But that blue with the green with the blue letters. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I love it.
God, I can't even. Yeah. Again, it makes me think.
I think they've got the best history of jerseys, the Seahawks.
Well, I love their old ones. Yeah. As soon as they changed, I thought, you left me. Yeah. That's it. 15 years ago, they changed them. I said, that's it. You've left me.
So, yeah.
All right.
What you got?
Number three, Packers.
Great jersey. I had a feeling that you were going to.
Great jersey.
It's that
classic.
That 70s, 80s football.
Oh, it's all the time. It's back to the 40s, 50s, 60s. Barely changed it. There's another. Talk about an iconic logo. The G on the side, the green, the pant. Perfect look. You see those color, that color combo, you think, what? Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
That's the Packers. I love that.
Okay.
I don't like the Packers. I love that jersey. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I can't really argue with
you. How can you?
The green and gold is classic.
Beautiful.
That's my alma mater's school color. So,
beautiful jersey.
Yeah.
Love it.
My number two, the Cincinnati Bengals alternate white jersey.
With the white helmet?
White helmet, white shirt, white pants with the black stripes throughout.
Uh-huh.
I think it pops and it stands out and it's such a cool look.
I don't like it.
With a little bit of orange mixed in there?
I prefer just their orange, but I never have liked the Bengals. I don't like those stripes. I think those stripes look goofy on the helmet.
I disagree.
I don't like the
stripes.
I think
those stripes are tough,
In fact, on the pant, I don't like any kind of stripe unless it's just one
stripe down the side
or nothing. I sometimes like them with nothing at all. My favorite jerseys in college are Penn State, Texas, Michigan, Notre Dame. Block, 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 block.
You are living up classic. To your squareness today.
Classic.
You are on some square stuff right now.
Michigan's my favorite. Yeah. After that, I like, yes, Texas. Yeah. Oh, I love Texas. I love the Longhorn.
The burnt orange is great. I love Texas.
It. Love the Longhorn. Love the helmet. Yeah. Simple. Yeah. Penn State's helmet. Great. Nothing on it.
Nothing on it, yes.
Nothing. I don't love the Browns, though, because I hate that brown.
What do you think about names on the back of jerseys?
Don't want it.
The Yankees not having
love
theirs.
That. Yeah. Love that the Yankees don't. They're one of the last ones.
What do you think about the Yankees not allowing facial hair?
Love it. Good
really?
For them. Absolutely.
See, I feel like you're a Yankee guy, but you hate the Yankees.
I should be a Yankees fan.
I think everything the Yankees stand for, you love, but
love
you can't.
That.
You hate them.
It's like it's discipline. You know?
Yeah.
Why
no,
are we,
you're
we're
right.
not changing the rules. It's discipline. We don't have facial hair here.
Yeah.
We don't allow, you know, it has to be no names. Because why? Because the team.
Yeah.
It's organized. It's uniformed. It's team. It's not about the back of the jersey. It's about the front of the jersey. I love that about the Yankees.
Good point.
I love it. My number two is the 49ers. I love the combo. I just love the red. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the helmet. Now, a few years ago, many years ago, they changed and started messing around with it. It's terrible. They went back to what they have now, that whatever it is, like cherry red with those gold.
The
paint.
Classic gold with the SF and the.
Love it. I used to not, but the more I've seen it, the more it grows on me. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that jersey.
Okay.
What's your number one best jersey in football?
Minnesota Vikings.
I thought about them. They're really good.
Away jersey. Purple's one of my favorite colors.
I love the purple.
And so it either came down to them or the Ravens.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I think
the Ravens.
I think that purple with the white.
Much better.
It just pops off the
Much
jersey
better.
Like that. I love that look. I think it's such a tough look.
I don't like the purple and black for the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think that's, I don't know, they clash to me. Purple and the white on the Vikings, I really like.
I think the purple and the gold the Vikings have is good as well. But white is just that purple and white is great.
Do you like the, I noticed they've gone to a matte finish on the helmet instead of a bright.
I like a matte finish.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't like that at first.
Sleeker.
It's grown on me a bit. It is sleek. Yeah. Very few teams have it. Cleveland does it now.
They have a great helmet too.
Cleveland?
No, I'm sorry.
Minnesota?
Just the horn. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The horn's great. I would never change. There's another iconic
Don't change
logo.
It.
Don't ever change that.
Yeah.
Leave it exactly like it is. You start changing, monkeying around with it. It's awful.
Yeah.
My favorite jersey is the powder blue Los Angeles Charger jersey with the white helmet and the black number below the lightning bolt.
Okay.
I love that jersey.
I don't hate that answer.
I love that
was as left field as you've gone so far.
I love that.
And
see,
I like that last answer.
I love that jersey. See, for a long time, they had that in like the 60s, 70s. In the 80s, they changed to a darker blue, which I also like.
Yeah.
It has, that's the one thing I like as much as a stripe going down the seconds is a lightning bolt on the pant.
Yeah.
But I love when they wear the powder blues, the white pant, white helmet, lightning bolt, and below it, the block black
number. Yeah.
I think that looks fantastic. And I tell you, the throwback I really like, and I wish they had never changed away from it, is the Patriots with Pat Patriot hiking the football. I love that.
They should bring that back.
Of course they should.
Yeah.
They never will because they won all their Super Bowls with the
true.
New logo.
But they just, if there any time to rebrand the Patriots, it's right now.
Now.
You got to rebrand
the
them.
The problem with it is they won all their stuff. But once in a while, they'd wear it at throwbacks. Like on Thanksgiving, I saw Tom Brady wearing it. I was like, I love that jersey.
Yeah.
Love the jersey, and I love the helmet. I mean, the helmet.
What did you think about a couple years ago they did the Color Rush jerseys?
Hate them.
Golly, bro.
Hated those.
Those were the best things.
I don't like bright. Just I couldn't stand it.
You know, the best Color Rush jersey was the Saints. It was all white with the gold numbers.
I remember that.
Yeah, but which that was great.
That was probably, well, I liked it. I mean, of all the crappy ones they had. Like, I'm a Broncos fan. They would come out there and look like an orange highlighter.
Yeah.
They're changing their jerseys this year, by the way, next year.
Good.
They have like a mountain theme on the side now.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't do much for me. I don't love orange, but that the Color Rush, that's why. Yeah, it's all color. I don't care for that.
I love
at all.
That.
No, it's overwhelming.
It
it's
has
too
a
much.
Little flavor
it's
to the game, much. Man.
No. It's so much better if you mix in. Look at that. The 49ers, Packers, Bears, Cowboys.
You like the original teams.
Two colors that match.
Yeah,
that's what I like. Yeah. I do like the Vikings, though. I like that for your pick. That's they're probably number six on my list.
Okay.
They're very, very good jersey. I liked what the Lions wore for the NFC Championship game. All white.
Yes.
I thought that looked good.
They did.
And the white, nothing on the pant.
Yeah.
I thought that looked very, very nice.
Yeah.
I tell you what I don't like is when they, have you seen them, the Lions go with like, they're all gray?
Yes, I don't like that either. Gray is not a great, like, competitive.
It looks like
color.
They're wearing like sweatsuits.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't like that either.
Gotcha.
This has been contentious.
Yes, I know.
But
right?
I liked it. I thought this was a good episode of the Square and the Round. You have to be a sports fan, but I think it's good.
Well, we got into some legal stuff at the beginning as well.
Yeah.
So,
I do recommend that movie, Anatomy of a Fall, very highly, but it helps if you're French.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. What's the top five next week? We have to get some suggestions for the top five next week.
Give us some suggestions in the comments. We'll have to sift through those and figure one out.
Okay. Are you reading the comments?
I am reading the comments.
I never do. They hurt my feelings too
much. You want to know the number one thing? Stop talking sports.
Really?
Swear.
Oh, we shouldn't have
talked. They hate the sports talk.
Wait a minute. So the number one thing is stop talking sports. All we talked about was sports at the end. We made a top five about sports.
We just kind of like sports.
You know, well, I love sports.
Yeah. We'll get better about it, though. We'll get better. Well, it's an important time.
Super Bowl time.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Oh, stop talking about sports. All right. Well, maybe. Well, I guess, boy, it's almost Super Bowl. That's going to be tough.
Well, next week there's really not much going on, so.
True, but it's okay. Next week, no sports.
No sports.
Not a thing about sports. That's it. Square in the Round. Thank you for listening. Back again next week.